I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in 2.
On this day in labor history, the year was 1935. The Committee for Industrial Organizations was created by 8 unions as part of the American Federation of Labor. United Mine Workers President John L. Lewis was the driving force behind this new committee. His aim was to organize mass production industrial workers as opposed to focusing on those in the skilled trades. While the American Federation of Labor had included some industrial unions, the craft unionists were the dominant force in the organization. The Great Depression had hit industrial workers and their unions hard. Leaders from the heavily affected unions pressed for more support from the AFL. In response, the AFL did authorize organizing drives in the automobile, rubber, and steel industries, but they gave little financial support or effective leadership to those unions. Matters came to a head at the AFL's 1935 convention when Mine Workers President John L. Lewis punched the president of the Carpenters Union. Afterwards, Lewis called together various industrial union leaders, including Sidney Hillman, head of the Amalgamated Clothing Workers, and Harvey Fremming of the Oil Workers Union, to discuss the creation of the CIO. In its statement of purpose, the CIO declared its aim to encourage the AFL to organize by industry. However, the AFL's leadership was not sympathetic to what they saw as an internal rivalry. In 1936, the AFL suspended all of the CIO unions. This led to the industrial union's breakaway from the AFL to form a rival federation. The CIO changed its name to the Congress of Industrial Organizations. By 1938, the CIO had amassed 3 million members. The CIO ran successful organizing drives in auto, mining, meatpacking, and steel. The two union organizations finally reemerged in 1955, forming what is known today as the AFL-CIO.